two power outages hit some parts of Taoyuan on Tuesday, affecting thousands of households. The cause, according to Taipower, was faulty cables in the power distribution network. The first outage occurred in the early afternoon, affecting users in Qingpu. The second occurred in Taoyuan District in the evening. Let's hear from some residents.
45:15. We lost power starting at 9:45 p.m. until about 10:55. This seems to happen too often. Taoyuan is a major city with considerable demand from the industrial sector, so we want to ask Taipower to improve the maintenance of its Taoyuan infrastructure. The Datang Power Plant's Unit 8 is back to normal, and the Heping unit is fully repaired. We will bring the power supply back to normal so that there's enough for household and industrial use.
Premier Chen Jianren said the faulty cables in Taoyuan were fully repaired. He added that generators damaged by the April 3rd earthquake were up and running. Responding to concerns over summer power shortages, he vowed that there would be enough supply to meet demand. The military has given media a rare look at its survival training center in Kaohsiung. The facility is equipped with state-of-the-art technology, including a wave generator that can simulate storms at sea. FTV's news team saw soldiers put their skills to the test, escaping scenarios that were straight out of a disaster movie.
Inside a 5-meter-deep pool at 6.8 million NT, Belgium-made wave ball bobs up and down, simulating waves that arise with force 4 winds. Lightning and rain effects add to the scene, creating a disaster zone. In this simulation, an aircraft crashes into the sea. The plane cabin rotates 180 degrees underwater, and the crew leaps to action, showcasing their training. In a flash, they open the doors to escape the submerged cabin. This simulation equipment was made in Canada, and more than 40 countries around the world use it for training.
In a real disaster situation, you're often up against inclement weather, so we use these environmental effects to recreate those harsh conditions here.
This all happened at the Military Survival Training Center in Kaohsiung, where members of the Air Force learn survival skills that could be used out at sea and on land. Trainees are subjected to a range of exercises, escaping a vehicle that's been flipped 180 degrees, undergoing a helicopter rescue at sea, or parachuting into the ocean without wind. They learn to stay clear-headed to get out of dangerous situations.
At all times, you're on your own. You have to know how to overcome any difficulties.
The Defense Ministry's training regime allows Air Force members to be prepared for any emergency and to boost survival and rescue rates in a crisis.
2 weeks after the April 3rd earthquake, the demolition of Hualien's Uranus building is complete. The process had been a challenge due to ongoing aftershocks. After the last of the building came down, demolition crew and county officials lined up at the site, sharing a moment of silence for the woman who died in the building during the quake. Although some cleanup work remains, the roads surrounding the site are expected to reopen as early as Friday. The scooter license written test will soon be getting an update. Starting June 5th, there will be 5 video questions about potential road hazards. Test takers will be asked for the safest response to real traffic risks. The exam update aims to improve Taiwan's road safety, as nearly 1,900 people died in scooter-related accidents last year.
Driving in a straight line for 7 seconds is considered the trickiest part of Taiwan's scooter license test. Last year, 1,886 people died in scooter-related accidents in Taiwan, accounting for more than 60% of all traffic deaths. In a bid to improve road safety, the Highway Bureau is adding a new set of questions to the written test for scooter licensing.
点进去机车笔试考题，6月5号开始。
Starting June 5th, the written test will have video questions on hazard identification, in addition to the current questions based on pictures of traffic scenarios.
Framed from a scooter rider's perspective, the video questions ask about safe practices, such as what to do if a car on the left signals a lane change to the right. A total of 109 video questions like this will be added to the bank. From June 5th, the written test will still have 50 questions, but 5 of the 10 picture scenarios will be replaced by video questions to prepare prospective drivers for real road dangers.
It should help getting familiar with real traffic scenarios. As far as personal safety goes, I think the more cautious the better. If there are such questions on the exam, it would give the written test more practical value.
Practice questions will be available for download from the Highway Bureau website. As before, test takers must watch all the videos on the Bureau's Motorcycle Hazard Perception Education platform before scheduling their exam.
The new questions will help test takers understand the hazards they may encounter on the road and take preventative measures. 5 video questions will be added to the test, chosen out of a pool of 109 videos. The software is already set up, but it is still being calibrated and tested.
There's still a month and a half to go before the new test launches. It remains to be seen whether the updated format will have an effect on reducing road casualties.
Taoyuan is gearing up for the annual Longgang Rice Noodle Festival. It's a celebration of traditional food and multicultural arts, but after a recent food poisoning scandal in Taipei, many people feel wary of rice-based products. But Taoyuan Mayor Zhang Shanzheng is keen to restore confidence in the industry. Despite the scandal, he is undeterred, saying he hopes people from all over Taiwan will come to Taoyuan later this month to enjoy the food.
A sip of rich broth and a mouthful of rice noodles. This is the star of the Longgang Rice Noodle Festival in Taoyuan. Mayor Zhang Shanzhen gave it a try at a press conference, singing the praises of his city's local delicacies.
I really want to highlight that although a while ago people were very concerned about food safety, our rice noodles in Longgang are quality ensured by the Department of Public Health. They are definitely completely safe.
After a food poisoning scandal at the restaurant Pulam Kopitiam, many diners are suspicious of rice products. It's been a blow for the rice noodle business. The mayor of Taoyuan was keen to support local noodle makers and decided to hold the annual Longgang Rice Noodle Festival on schedule.
2, 1, 起动!
The Longgang Rice Noodle Festival is a big event in Taoyuan, attracting huge crowds each year. In 2023, it won the accolade of International Level Special Local Event from the Tourism Administration. The event's venue has been expanded this year to include Yunnan Cultural Park, Zhongzhen New Village Cultural Park, and Longgang Playground. There will also be a blessing through water flicking, a parade with dai dancing, and other cultural experiences, giving tourists a taste of multicultural fun without the air miles.
We encourage all our Taoyuan natives and everyone in Taiwan, if you have time between April 20th and 28th, come to Longgang Rice Noodle Festival in Pingzhen, Taoyuan, to experience our delicious food and an international atmosphere.
The city government hopes the event will repair public confidence in rice products so people can indulge with their minds at ease.
The first bluefin tuna of the season was sold for a cool 3.52 million NT on Wednesday. At an Ilan auction, the sushi restaurant Sando House placed the highest bid, winning the season's first catch for the fourth year in a row. This year's price exceeded last year's by over 1.28 million NT. It was also the most paid for any fish in Yilan Su'ao Township.
Amid an explosion of firecrackers, fishers work together to hoist the first bluefin tuna of the season. They're at the auction site of Yilan's third fish market. Early morning on Wednesday, an eager crowd gathered to touch and take photos of the giant fish. Massive and gleaming, the tuna was measured by an expert and weighed in at 269 kilograms. It's not only the first bluefin caught in Su'ao, but the first caught anywhere in Taiwan. Bidding began at 1.01 million NT. After some fast action, Sandu House Restaurant placed the winning bid of 13,100 NT per kilogram, or a total sum of 3.523 million NT. This is the sushi restaurant's fourth year in a row winning the season's first catch. Its price also beat last year's total by more than 1.28 million NT.
The auction was very exciting, more than I expected it to be. When I first arrived, there weren't that many people. I thought I could win easily. This price is fairly high. I think it's broken records.
Tuna season runs from April to June. This year, a Suao registered boat once again became the first in Taiwan to catch a bluefin, continuing the township's winning streak.
The first bluefin tuna was caught right here in Suao Township, Yilan. We want to give our thanks to the Sandu House Restaurant. Every year, from April to June, is bluefin tuna season. We invite all our friends from around the country to come visit Yilan County.
Four-time auction winner Sandu House paid a premium for this season's first catch, but it plans to offer the fish at regular prices to give diners a taste of Taiwan's finest.
The Lai administration's choice of economics minister has drawn sharp criticism from the KMT. On Monday, the incoming government named top co-executive J.W. Kuo for the post. The KMT blasted the decision, raising concerns over Kuo's past. It said Kuo had helped China set up a semiconductor plant. It also said Kuo had a record of violating the Securities and Exchange Act. Kuo's company, Topco Group, responded to the latter charge in a statement. It said that because of a business dispute, it had revised its financial reporting in a way that violated the Securities Exchange Act. But because it had fully cooperated with authorities and remedied the situation, it received a suspended sentence from the court. On Wednesday, an industry leader urged critics not to be so quick to judge the new appointment.
Don't judge him prematurely. If he excels in his new role, people will turn around and criticize you. The critics who are going after him now, what they're doing is not ideal. It's actually a sacrifice for an industry boss to accept a minister's salary. Industry bosses would not step down and become ministers if they didn't have a sense of mission.
Meanwhile, Hong Hai founder Terry Goh gave Kuo a ringing endorsement. He posted on Facebook that Kuo was a, quote, successful global entrepreneur. The 71-year-old incoming minister is considered a surprise pick for the post. Responding to his intense public scrutiny, Kuo said he can stand up to the test and that he will use his four decades of experience to take the economy to new heights. With just 100 days to go before the Paris Olympics, the Olympic flame was lit in a tightly choreographed ceremony on Tuesday. The event took place in the ancient city of Olympia, Greece. For the first time in 60 years, a Taiwan representative was invited to witness the moment. Taiwan was also invited to take part in the relay that will take the sacred flame all the way to France.
Firekeepers light the flame for the Paris Olympics at the ruins of Olympia's Temple of Hera, the oldest temple in the ancient city.
Flamme olympique par la grande prêtresse.
The first torchbearer is Greek Olympic rower Stephanos Douskos. In his right hand, he holds the torch, which symbolizes the continuity between the ancient and modern games. In his left hand, he holds an olive branch, which symbolizes peace. He hands the flame and branch onto the first torchbearer from the host nation, French swimmer Laure Manadou, clicking off the torch relay. Taiwan's Ling Hongdao reaches up to light the furnace as cheers ring out from residents of the small town of Zaharo. Lin, the head of Taiwan's Olympic Committee, received the sacred flame from International Olympic Academy consultant Dionysus Gangas. This is the first time in 60 years that a Taiwan representative was invited to watch the Olympic flame lighting ceremony. Lin also played an important role in the torch relay. The Olympic flame will travel across Greece for 11 days, arriving at Athens' Panathenaic Stadium, the site of the first modern Olympic Games on April 26th. The next day, the flame will depart for France, arriving in Marseille on May 8th. It will then travel to 64 territories in France before reaching the shores of the River Seine in Paris for the Olympics opening ceremony. This will be France's first time hosting the Games in a century.
Last year, the legal age of adulthood was revised from 20 to 18 years old. That could affect how you file taxes this year. If you're a parent of an 18-year-old, you can no longer claim the child as a dependent unless certain criteria are met. For example, if your child is a full-time student or has a physical or mental disability. If you're an 18-year-old, you'll have to file your own tax return. An 18-year-old who earns less than 424,000 NT annually will generally not owe any taxes. According to one accountant's calculations, filing separately can save a family money on taxes if the family has an 18-year-old who earns more than 324,000 NT a year. A celebrated Japanese architect is holding a major exhibition in Tainan. The world tour of Kengo Kuma has just one stop in Taiwan, and it's the 400-year-old former capital. The show is based on the five senses and asks visitors to consider living spaces in terms of their different sensory qualities. The show will run until June 16th.
Celebrated Japanese architect Kengo Kuma stopped by in Tainan as part of his global tour, bringing his popular architectural design exhibition to the southern city. Kuma was in Tainan for the opening ceremony. This large outdoor installation uses curved bamboo poles woven into an intricate design to create an elegant but durable lattice. The exhibition is an experiential show of Kuma's work, including the largest of his pieces shown in Taiwan to date. Its inspiration is the five senses: sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. And visitors are led to experience living spaces through these five senses.
Last year, when we heard about this tour, we decided we wanted to host the only stop in Taiwan. We had an office space we were going to sell as homes, but instead we turned it into an exhibition space. This venue is 350 ping. We're exhibiting 24 of Kuma's works, and they're some of his most representative in the world.
The venue is a showroom of a construction company. The exhibition also coincides with Tainan's 400th anniversary.
Mr. Kuma holds these two things in great regard, nature and history. And it so happens that Tainan has these two very important elements.
Kuma's exhibition is a cultural highlight for Tainaners this spring and offers a different atmosphere from the majority of art shows.
Nicaraguan Carlos Alberto Machado Hodson came to Taiwan to study at his mother's suggestion and now works as a full-time martial arts instructor. With international certification, Machado Hodson has opened his own dojang or training hall and works with the International Taekwondo Federation. Apart from teaching, he also takes a team to compete internationally every year, winning accolades for himself and his students.
After studying for more than 20 years, Carlos Alberto Machado Hodgson from Nicaragua is a fourth Dan black belt and Taekwondo instructor with global standing. He now teaches at his own dojang and promotes the sport through the International Taekwondo Federation, or ITF. Traditional Taekwondo teaches mental fortitude and technique through forms, sparring, and self-defense.
Okay?
Machado Hodgson, who serves as chair of the ITF Chinese Taipei Association, teaches all ages in order to show more people the skill and beauty of Taekwondo. He often organizes international exchanges to learn through observation and tests his students' skills through open competitions. In 2023, he brought 9 competitors to the ITF Third Open in Malaysia, winning 8 gold, 5 silver, and 5 bronze medals.
We were so happy when we got back because we made it this far. Sometimes you lose and sometimes you win. It doesn't matter the result. The experience is what's important.
This past Lunar New Year, Machado Hodgson competed in the WAKO India Open Kickboxing Tournament organized by the Chinese Taipei Association, again earning great results.
I competed in 3 categories. In point fighting, I got 3rd place, and I got 1st place in kick light.
At 19, Machado Hodgson came to Taiwan to study at his mother's urging. He planned to go back to Nicaragua after graduating, but after finding a partner, decided to stay and build his dream career. The day of his departure kept getting pushed back as his dreams kept altering his plans. Machado Hodgson says that some things in life must be decided on the spot. He plans to train more martial artists and referees to keep the tradition of Taekwondo alive.
Taekwondo is a way of life. You can do it forever. It can improve your physical and mental health. So my dream is to train not only students, but also other coaches so that anyone with an interest can teach.